It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. Kids are going back to school across the Bay Area at a time when California is investing billions of new dollars in trying to meet the mental health needs of K-12 students. KQED's Julia McAvoy followed the money to one school in Oakland to see how it's reaching kids who need it the most.
Yesabel Inga works at Bridges Academy at Melrose in East Oakland, where she is the only therapist for some 400 students, a quarter of them newcomers.
And a lot of them that when they first came in only spoke mom. They didn't speak Spanish or English. And so they were just kind of like lost, you know?
The principal at Inga's school had to make tough decisions about which kids would get to see the therapist and who would not. Because Inga can only carry a caseload of 15 students who were clinically diagnosed, scores of kids who could have used help were not getting it. And the result was a lot of disruption. Community schools director Rosana Covarrubias saw it on the playground.
There was a lot of cyberbullying, and so we were seeing it erupt here at school because of what was happening online. They were needing mental health supports for that.
When Covarrubias tried to refer students out to other community agencies they partner with,
the wait lists are really long at different centers. And so, you know, oftentimes they just have to wait
for months. And those are the acute cases. How the state can get more mental health supports to more kids is a huge priority for advocates. There are multiple statewide efforts to get Medi-Cal and commercial providers like Kaiser, for example, to pay for early intervention. Inga says that could help schools reach many more students.
If we were to set up kids with therapy support, like preventative, you know, we wouldn't have fifth graders that have suicidal ideation.
To reach more kids at Bridges, the school decided to start a six-week group therapy session with 8 to 9 students, nearly all native mom speakers from Guatemala. There was one for girls and one for boys.
In the beginning, everybody was really quiet and shy.
And this is the group where 10-year-old Hamer Santiago Godinez found herself in fifth grade.
When I entered the first time in Bridges Academy, I had fear.
Hamer had first arrived from Guatemala with her dad in first grade, screaming, kicking, and crying when dropped off at school. She was scared to come to school because back in Guatemala, she didn't go. Teachers had to hold her down to calm her and get her to stay in classes. By fourth grade, Hamer says she had one friend.
Kids were confused, not really feeling like they could trust other people. Like once they came here, there was no space to really talk about themselves and their culture.
Kids like Hamer are the ones the extra pandemic dollars from the state and feds were supposed to help. In the third round of federal pandemic funding to schools, Oakland Unified got over $100 million. According to records filed with the state in May this year, the district only shows spending about $650,000 of that money. And of that, the district reports nearly half went toward mental health. But by the time that money trickled down to Bridges Elementary, the school ended up with just $20,000 prioritized for mental health. Not enough for even one full-time therapist with benefits who costs about $160,000. So at Bridges, school staff decided to use their $20,000 to contract for a second part-time therapist just 2 hours a week. And that is how the school had the capacity to start the group sessions to work with 16 more high-needs kids like Hamer. In that group session, Inga asked the girls to bring something in of themselves.
It was bring something that means something to you, that represents you. And I believe it was Hamer who actually said it.
Oh, because I talked to my friend. I said to her, can we go bring a curtain in school? She said, yes, of course.
He's like, oh, like, can we wear our traditional, you know, like they call it corte.
The day Hamer and other girls wore their cortes to school, Hamer's sister braided her hair. The girls were nervous, a little scared.
Because some people is looking at us and some people is thinking, why the girl wears some corte like that?
listen, like, yeah, some other kids might look at you weird, but it's because they haven't been exposed to other cultures. And if they ask you or say something mean, it's like, you know, like, let me tell you about my culture. Let me tell you what this means.
People tell me, you're from where, mom? And I said, I speak mom. And people told me, yeah, good. I like your courtesy. And I said, thank you.
Feel proud, you know?
What took place at this school was not just about the group therapy sessions. Teachers wanted to make kids feel they belonged, not othered. Some teachers took mom language classes. Others began to center the mom culture in their teaching lessons. The joy Hamer felt in wearing her corte spread. More mom-speaking students began wearing their traditional corte dress on Fridays, even the boys.
It was just, like, beautiful.
By fifth grade graduation, for the first time, all students who presented recited poems in English, Spanish, and mom. Everyone used all three languages. This week, Hamer is walking the 8 blocks to her new middle school in East Oakland. She likes to sing songs from her church as she goes. She says it relaxes her. Hamer says she is worried about going to a new school, but she is also more confident now of who she is and what she can do.
Yo quiero aprender. No me importa lo que digan de mí. Quiero aprender mi deseo. Quiero cumplir mi deseo.
Hamer says she doesn't care what people say about her. She only wants to learn. And if she has to, she says she'll call on her old teachers at Bridges Academy for help. I'm Julia McAvoy, KQED News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.